Let us refer to a passage in James.
第四章。
James chapter 4.
第八节。
James chapter 4, verse 8.
你们要亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
James chapter 4, verse 8. Come near to God, and he will come near to you.
这里说，如果我们亲近神，神就要亲近我们。
So it says that if we come near to God, then God will come near to us.
圣经说，神就是光。
For God is light.
神就是爱。
And God is love.
神就是灵。
God is spirit.
那神亲近我们，你心中充满着光明。
And if God is nearing us, then we will feel the light of God in our hearts.
罪恶就没有办法隐藏。
And then sins and iniquity will have no place to hide.
神亲近我们，神的爱充满我们里面。
When God is near us, we will feel by the love of God in our hearts.
在神的爱里面要满心喜乐。
And by being in the love of God, we will be overjoyed.
神亲近我们，神的灵充满我们内心。
When God near us, the Spirit of God will fill our hearts.
我们心里充满属灵的能力。
And inside, we will be filled with spiritual power.
里面有平安，有喜乐。
Enjoy the peace and joy from God.
所以如果神亲近了我们，内住在我们里面，我们可以感到天国的滋味。
So if God come near to us, live within us, then we can enjoy the peace of heavenly kingdom.
所以天国不是说去将来死了以后去才能够尝得到的滋味。
So it's not that you can only enjoy the peace of heavenly kingdom after you pass away.
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里面。
So Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in your hearts.
所以当一个人完全被神所充满
，Once a person is filled completely by God,
神的国就在他里面。
The kingdom of God is in his heart.
公义、平安、喜乐就在他里面。
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
那这个就是神亲近我们的好处。
And these are just some of the advantages of God nearing to us.
但是要体验到这一些，我们要亲近神。
But in order to experience all these blessings, we must come near to God.
我们要花时间来亲近神。
We must spend time to draw near to God.
我们要预备心来亲近神。
We must prepare our hearts to go near to God.
所以灵恩会，我们暂时离开世俗的事情，能够预备心来亲近神。
So during the spiritual convocations, we temporarily put aside our earthly matters and come to near to God.
这是极大的恩典。
And this is a great blessing.
我们从创世纪里面可以看到，我们人在世界上有很多的关系。
And from the book of Genesis, we can see that there are a lot of relationships in this society.
人跟物的关系。
Our relationship with physical matters.
神说他要让这个万物给人来管理。
For instance, God says that we will rule over the creation.
所以这个物是在人的下面。
So physical matters or the entire creation is actually under man.
那再来就是亚当跟夏娃的关系。
And then is the relationship between Adam and Eve.
这两个要成为一体。
And the two shall become one.
这个是我们现在里面呢最容易想得到的关系。
And these are just some of the easiest relationships that we can identify.
但是在创世纪的最初，我们就看到一个最基本的关系，就是人跟神的关系。
But according to the book of Genesis, there is a fundamental relationship that is the relationship between man and God.
那这个关系是其他一切关系的根本。
And this relationship is the foundation of all other relationships.
因为跟神的关系好，所以你就可以住在伊甸园。
Because you have good relationship with God, therefore you can dwell in the Garden of Eden.
所以园中一切的东西你都可以吃。
And then you can partake and eat all the fruits in the garden.
也因为跟神的关系好，所以里面没有死亡。
And because you have good relationship with God, therefore you experience no death.
永远平安。
Forever peace.
永远满足。
Forever joy.
因为跟神关系好，没有忧虑。
Because with good relationship with God, there will be no worry.
那因为跟神的关系好，所以亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园里面没有问题。
So because of this good relationship with God, Adam and Eve had no problem in the Garden of Eden.
那人类的问题从哪里来？
So where did the problem occur?
被赶出伊甸园。
They were thrown out of Garden of Eden.
跟神的关系切断了。
their relationship with God was broken.
问题就一大堆了。
And then problems after problems.
所以他对夏娃说，你要恋慕你的丈夫，你丈夫要管辖你。
God told Eve that Eve shall admire her husband, and the husband shall rule over you.
如果这个就是夫妻关系这个问题的开始。
And this could be the beginning of the problem between husband and wife.
再来，你要汗流满面才得糊口。
And then he told Adam that you should work, labor on earth and sweating in order to make a living.
生活没有保障。
And no security.
在地要长出荆棘跟蒺藜来。
And the earth shall have thorns.
人生充满劳苦愁烦。
And then you will live a life with labor and toil.
所以因为亚当的错误。
Because of the mistake of Adam,
人犯了罪,
all men have sinned,
跟神关系切断,
and the relationship between God is broken.
今天造成人世间一切的不幸,
and which is the root cause of all the misfortunes in the society.
我们今天就是要重新建立这个关系。
Today we want to reestablish this relationship.
在主耶稣里面重新跟神建立关系。
In Christ Jesus, we want to reestablish our relationship with God.
那这个关系如果好了，很多的问题自然就解决。
And if your relationship with God is sound, then many of your problems will go away.
有一些问题没有解决，本身也不成为问题。
And some of the problems, even though they did not go away, but it becomes a no issue.
如果我们来看今天，如果我是主耶稣
let's say I'm Lord Jesus today.
我们有多少问题？
How many problems we have?
我连一间房子都没有，这是大问题。
And I'm Lord Jesus, I don't even have a house, or that's a problem.
连银行存款的一块钱都没有，这也是大问题。
And I don't have a dime in my bank account, that's certainly another problem.
再来，走到哪里敌人一大堆，这也是问题。
And wherever I go, plenty of enemies, that's another problem.
所以今天我们如果放在，我们把自己放在主的立场，问题太多了。
So if we put ourselves in Jesus' shoes and... You see that there was a lot of problems.
你晚上不晓得怎么睡觉。
You probably can't fall asleep at night.
但是我们看主耶稣没有问题。
But for Lord Jesus, there was no problem.
父在我里面，我在父里面。
For Father is in me, and I am in the Father.
我跟父原来是合一的。
Father and I are one.
他跟神很亲密。
He was very close with the Father.
所以我们看到很多的问题都变成没有问题。
So many of the so-called problems became no problems.
我们再看保罗也是这样。
Paul was like that.
保罗说我一无所有。
Paul says, I own nothing.
他支帐篷了。
And he was a tent maker.
那够用了，他就去传福音。
And he makes enough money, then he preached the gospel.
口袋空空的。
And often with no money in his pocket.
今天为什么人一直想要富有？
Why is it that today people pursue after wealth?
不是说我们没有。
It's not that we have no money.
而是我们想要更多。
But we want more.
因为这是我们安全感的地方。
Because we believe money provides security.
但是我们看保罗他一无所有。
But for Paul, he owned nothing.
但是因为他跟神的关系好。
But because he has good relationship with God.
他说我样样都有。
He said, I have everything.
需要的时候天上的父就会提供了，就会安排。
Whenever I'm in need, the Father in heaven will provide.
每一天的生活都是在神的恩典中啊。
Every day he's living under the grace of God.
你看他们以色列人在走旷野路。
The Israelites, while they travel in the wilderness,
如果他们先算了200万人一天吃三餐，一餐要多少？
If they had first calculated for 2 million people, the amount of food that would consume per day,
难道旷野要走几天？
And then multiply that by the number of days in the wilderness,
所以我们要带多少粮食出来？
Therefore, we should prepare a certain amount of food.
那如果这样一算的话，永远没有办法出埃及啊。
And if they make this kind of calculation first, they will never leave Egypt.
因为那个粮食会多到如山，你推不动。
Because they would have to carry so much food, it's impossible for them to move.
但是最重要是他跟神的关系。
But more importantly was their relationship with God.
神要我们出埃及。
God wants us to leave Egypt.
神已经在红海打开一条路。
God has already opened the way in Red Sea.
那你就过去吧。
So walk through it.
那再来生活怎么办呢？
What's going to happen next?
因为你跟神的关系要神负责。
Because you have a good relationship with God, so God will take care of it.
天上降玛拿下来。
God sent manna from heaven,
磐石流出水来
and water out of the rocks.
不知道怎么走，云柱火柱出来
and when they're lost and couldn't find the road, they have the pillar of clouds and pillar of fire.
所以我们今天呢，太忧虑我们周围的很多的问题跟困难。
So today we put too much emphasis on the so-called problems surrounding us.
其实最需要忧虑是你跟神的关系。
The one thing you should worry the most is your relationship with God.
如果我们跟神相亲
if we are very close to God,
你生过很多困难，你会发现一步一步一直解开了。
You discover all these problems in your life, they all become solvable.
这个才是最根本的，我们要注意的。
And that's the fundamental problem we should look into.
还有保罗身上有一根刺。
There was a thorn in the body of Paul.
祷告三次。
He prayed three times.
哦，他祷告会行神迹的，祷告很有效。
The prayer of Paul was effective, often even bring, would have miracles.
但是为自己祷告三次，神不听。
But Paul prayed three times for himself, God did not listen.
他说我的恩典够你用。
God says, my grace is sufficient for you.
所以那个困难本身，神并不用把它拿掉。
So God did not really remove this problem of Paul.
但是因为他跟神的关系好。
But because Paul has good relationship with God,
他可以了解神的心意。
Therefore, he understands the will of God.
所以那个问题本身就不成的问题。
So the problem itself becomes a non-issue.
这个要让他学习谦卑。
And this is to teach him humility.
那今天可能生活你有一些问题。
So perhaps today you have some problems.
你祷告很久神都没有拿掉。
You've been praying for quite some time and God did not solve it for you.
但如果我们真的跟神的关系很好。
But if we truly have a good relationship with God,
我们也是感谢。
You will still give thanks.
这个里面一定有神隐藏的美好的意思在里面。
I'm sure there's a good will of God behind all these.
所以跟神的关系这是我们最需要建立的。
So what we truly need to establish is our relationship with God.
所以人跟人的关系就是人跟神的关系一种反应。
So our relationship with others is a reflection of our relationship with God.
那你在家里面夫妻合不来。
While in your family, you cannot get along with your spouse.
这个在反映我们跟神的关系有问题。
This reflects that there's a problem between us and God.
如果我们照圣经的道理来行
if we have done according to the teachings in the Bible,
如果凡事包容
and we endure and have patience in everything,
还能够不计算人的恶
and do not count the wrongs of the others,
这个夫妻怎么会有问题？
Where is the problem?
那如果我们没有不照圣经的话来做
But on the other hand, if we fail to follow the teachings of the Bible,
不但你家庭生活发生问题，跟神的关系已经有问题，因为你没有照圣经的话来做。
And you will certainly have problems in your relationship because your relationship with God is incorrect.
所以我们不能够忽视人际之间的问题。
So we should never neglect relationship between people.
这个常常是我们跟神的问题一种反应。
And this often is a reflection of our relationship with God.
那怎么去解决？
So how do we solve this?
我们要亲近神。
We must come near to God.
啊，跟神关系好。
And we must have a good relationship with God.
有神的爱在我们里面。
To have the love of God inside us.
有神的能力在我们里面帮助我们。
To have the power of God inside us to help us.
有圣灵在感动我们。
With the movement of the Holy Spirit.
你会发现夫妻的关系好了。
We'll discover that the relationship betweenthe husband and wife improve.
父母跟子女的关系 也好了。
And the relationship between the parents and the children also improve.
所以我们跟神的关系这是我们最需要追求的。
So our relationship with God is the foremost importance.
那我们要跟神关系好就是要亲近他。
And in order to establish a good relationship with God, we must come near to God.
他就亲近我们。
And then he'll come near to us.
我们亲近他就是要进到他里面。
In order to come near to God is to enter God himself.
他就亲近我们就是他要进到我们里面。
And he'll come near to us means God will enter us.
那如果这两个都发生了就是主耶稣讲父在我里面我在父里面就合一了。
And if this situation occurred then it will be just like what Lord Jesus says, I am in my Father and my Father in me.
That's who I want. 就完全了。
And this is a complete, a perfect relationship.
那我们又回到伊甸园了。
And then we would we'll be the same as if we return back to the Garden of Eden.
丰丰满满有恩典有真理
And live a life of truth, peace, and joy.
你会发现人生啊是美好的
We discover that life is beautiful.
我们可以感受家庭就是一个小的天国
And family life is like a mini heavenly kingdom.
那婚姻绝对不是说那个进来的想要跳出去，出去的想要跳进来，不是这回事的。
And the marriage would never be called as the old ball and chain.
不要一直听人讲了说这好像是这样，我不敢结婚，不是这个样。
And do not consider saying, oh, marriage is like being imprisoned. It's like a form of imprisonment.
如果有神在当中。
If God is in the marriage,
婚姻生活是一种享受。
The marriage life, it's happiness.
因为这是人跟神的关系一种反应啊。
Because
保罗在讲结婚的道理，他最后是讲这个是人跟神的关系。
Because this is a reflection of our relationship with God, and that is the bottom line.
所以如果我们发现周围有很多的问题
，So if you discover there are many problems,
我们这次的灵恩会，我们要好好来寻求神。
In this spiritual convocation, we want to seek after God.
来与神联合。
We want to be united with God.
来亲近神。
We want to come near to God.
渐渐你发现你很多周围的问题越来越少。
You'll discover that the problems are diminishing.
我们再回到雅各书，看怎么样来亲近神。
Let's refer back to the book of James. How could we come near to God?
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人要清洁你们的心。这里说，有罪人要洁净你们的手
，wash your hands, you sinners。
啊，这个手当然代表我们一切所作所为的。
Of course, our hands represent our actions。
就是我们在生活当中有罪的要先洁净。
That is, if we have sins in our lives, we must purify them。
我们刚刚听到这个杰西卡的见证。
We have heard the testimony of Jessica.
她在神面前数算自己的罪
and she counted her sins in front of God.
啊，这不是常人做得出来的。
And this is not something that an ordinary person can do.
这是一个想要亲近神的必须要做的。
But that's a must, a requirement for anyone who desires to come near to God.
如果你愿意在神面前数算，主啊，我有多少的罪
？If you're willing to count your sins in front of God,
你赦免我。
Please and also beg for forgiveness.
神不但要洁净你
，Not only God will cleanse you.
神要高升你
，God will uplift you.
这个是圣经的应许。
This is the promise in the Bible.
圣经说，如果我们说没有罪，那个神就说谎。
The Bible says that if we say that we are without sin, then we are liars.
因为世人都犯了罪
，because we all have sinned.
那既然每个人都有罪，我们要回归向神，第一个就是要深深审查自己。
And if all have sins, then we should return back to God and repent bitterly.
从外面的行为
，first from our outward actions.
到我们嘴所讲的话
，to the words out of our lips.
到我们的心思意念
，to the minds in our hearts.
深深的审查
，we must examine deeply.
然后再归向神
，and then return to God.
所以有罪啊，要洁净你们的手。
So he said, that's why he says, wash your hands, you sinners.
说心怀恶意的要清洁你们的心。
And purify your hearts, you double-minded.
那这个心怀恶意是什么意思？
What does it mean to be double-minded?
我们看第四章的前面再讲第四节。
And first, let's return back to chapter, verse 4, or chapter 4.
淫乱的人啊，岂不与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？凡是与世俗为友，就是与神为敌啦。
Verse 4, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God?
他说你们这淫乱的人不一定只是肉体淫乱。
Here, even though he says you adulterous people, this does not necessarily mean committing adultery.
我们再仔细看就是我们的心对神不忠。
But it's rather, our adulterous thoughts toward God.
与世俗为友。
We have been friends with the world.
就是与神为敌。
And whoever has friendships with the world is hatred toward God.
我们刚刚听到见证啊，想要到夜总会去。
We have also heard the testimony about going to nightclubs.
这是世俗。
And that's what belongs to the world.
啊，那是属于一种感官的刺激。
And it builds, yes, physical excitement.
啊，属于一种情欲的快乐。
And it provides temporary joy of your body.
属于最终的这种满足
，it is a satisfaction of sin.
所以虽然我们去了没有犯奸淫
，so even though you're there and you did not commit any adultery or anything,
我们的心沉迷在那里就是与神为敌。
But if your heart desire to be in place of that nature, then you are against God.
这个就是淫乱啊
But in effect, that is adultery. Because our heart should be pure and devote to God wholly. We want to please God. But now we want to please our own physical body. And we grieve over the spirit which dwells inside us. Because God wants our totality. So if our heart is in the world, and God will be envy and jealous of it. And those are the people who are double-minded.
又爱神又爱世界.
They love God on one hand, they also love the world.
那这样要亲近神很难啊.
It's very difficult for these people to come near to God.
所以对我们信主的信徒来讲哦, 这个犯奸淫的, 什么淫乱的, 杀人放火, 这个都不会, 大部分都不会犯.
For long-time believers, usually we will not commit adulteries or arsonists or murder.
但是我们的心要离开世俗就不简单了.
But it is very difficult even for long-time believers to have a heart apart from the world.
你现在我们坐在客厅里面,
so while you're sitting in the living room,
有多少世俗的在前面?
How many secularities are exposed in front of your eyes?
这么大的电视里面一开里面是什么东西?
You have a giant screen TV, so what do you look in there?
你internet里面进去里面是什么东西?
So you turn on the computer, went on the web, and what are you serving for?
你的CD一放,里面是什么东西?
And you play your CDs, and what kind of music are you listening to?
电话一打,你讲里面话的内容是什么?
You're making a phone call, what's the content of your conversation?
你查这一番,
and you open the magazine.
里面的内容是什么?
What are the articles?
太多世俗了.
Many, many secularities.
这个世俗把我们的心包住了.
And they surround our heart.
你如果这个世俗没有拿掉,
and if you do not remove these secularities,
很难亲近神.
It's very hard to draw near to God.
所以这个心怀恶意的要清洁你们的心.
Therefore, it says here, purify your heart, you double-minded.
把世俗拿掉.
We must remove all the secularity.
主耶稣才会进来,
and then Lord Jesus will come in.
因为主耶稣是专一爱你的神,
because Lord Jesus loves you only.
他希望你专一爱他,
therefore he expects you to love him only.
人跟神现在最大的阻挡是世界物质,
the biggest blockage between man and God is the world itself.
我们可能一天都没有在思想神,
perhaps we spend the whole day not thinking about God.
但这个头脑在思想那个股票上上下下.
But then your mind follows the up and rise of Nasdaq.
这个就是世俗啊.
And that is secularity.
这个就是阻挡我们跟神的关系.
That prevents the improvement of our relationship with God.
而且你没有在想你的配偶, 去想一个更英俊或更漂亮的一个配偶,
it's the same as you're not thinking about your wife or your husband, but some other beautiful people that you know.
那你的关系会好吗?
So how can you expect to have a good marriage life?
绝对会有问题.
It's going to cause some problems sooner or later.
所以这个人的心被世界占满了,使人跟神离得好远.
So because our heart is filled with the world, therefore our distance with God increases daily.
你跪下祷告,对,我们有方言.
Yes, we can kneel down and pray, and yes, we can speak in tongues.
但祷告没有感觉.
But do you feel anything?
没有滋味.
Do you feel the goodness of God?
不是神有问题啊.
God has no problem.
世俗在里面.
But the world feels in your heart, and that's the problem.
道空.
So we must pour ourselves out.
专一爱神.
Love God only.
神就专一爱你.
And God will love you only.
主的爱里面跟神很亲密的联合.
And in the love of God, that we can be closely united with God.
这个是末世的信徒最大的挑战.
And this is the greatest challenge for the members in the last days.
你舍得跟世俗切断吗?
Are you willing to cut off from the world?
如果你愿意,
if you are willing,
你就发现神就要亲近你.
You'll discover God is very close to you.
这个就是我们的操练.
And that's the discipline.
不是外在行为的这种犯罪.
Not just merely refrain from committing sins.
心思意念对神的忠心.
But rather our faithfulness toward God in our heart.
我们现在要一起来祷告.
So now we're going to kneel down and pray together.
预备一些很清洁的心来亲近神.
Let us prepare a very clean heart to 做孽畜者。
那么诸位，如果你想要求圣灵、求恩典的，请你不要客气，都到前面来。
If you want to pray for Holy Spirit, you want to pray for fullness Holy Spirit, pray for special blessings, please come forward.
我们一起来祷告，求主与我们同在，在我们当中。
And let us pray earnestly to God, and may God be with us.
求主亲近我们。
Let God come near to us.